do do, butt bet, read read, pin pen, full full, full fool.
That's me, taking what's called a minimal pairs test, reading word pairs that have one phonological difference, with linguist Christopher Strelliff, a Kansas City native and graduate student at the University of Missouri. He's studying the Kansas City dialect.
Bull, poly, poly.
Yeah, you're merged all over the place. And you're really frowning your O's.
I thought I failed, but turns out there is no right or wrong way of doing it. It's just how you talk. Strelliff uses tests and interviews to analyze how people in Kansas City say things.
So most of the things that we hear as regional accents are a result of somebody else's tongue being in a different position in their mouth from where you expect yours to be.
The obvious ones come to mind. The R-less Boston, park the car in Harvard Yard, New York, coffee talk, the A's and O's with Chicago or Minnesota, the Southern drawls. But it's not like you think about where your tongue is in your mouth when you talk or when you first learn how to say words. And there aren't insane physiological differences between people state to state. Strelliff says, though we tend to think about language as something you learn, it's more like something you develop, like learning to walk.
We assume, because everybody travels more, everybody has more access, we all watch the same TV shows, that dialects are going away in the United States. And the evidence is that we're speaking more differently across the country now than we ever have.
Linguists have divided the country into different dialect regions, with regions in the Northeast being more plentiful and commonly distinct within smaller geographic areas. Kansas City exists in what's called the Midland Speech Region. It spans from Ohio through Indiana, Illinois, and Missouri, and then parts of Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska, while excluding the St. Louis corridor.
It's really hard to get people to say what it means to speak like a Kansas Cityan, but you can get people to say what it sounds like to be not a Kansas Cityan.
Everybody has their own idea of the correct way to say things. And granted, every word does have a history and origin. There are sticklers out there, English teachers, voice coaches, theater people, and broadcasters. They're always quick to pick up on different pronunciations. I asked some of my colleagues at KCUR to share some they've heard in the region. Morning newscaster Maria Carter grew up in the Ozarks.
I say Missouri. A lot of people I grew up with say Missouri, or I say roof, they say rough.
Linda Scher grew up in the Bronx in Queens, then moved to Prairie Village when she was 4 years old.
I would say water instead of water, or I saw it instead of I saw it.
And KCUR's Dan Verbeck.
St. Louis versus Kansas City is a story of two languages, one state, at least as far as pronunciations. Some, but not all, St. Louisans use a hard A in which horse becomes harse and the number 40 becomes farty.
Differences can always be the source of gentle teasing, corrections, and some pretty bad jokes. Christopher Strelliff has one.
Why do you only eat 239 beans if you're in St. Louis? Because one more would be too farty.
People from Kansas City, myself included, tend to think we just talk normally. There isn't just one thing that defines our style. It's a whole combination of characteristics. Strelliff says gender, age, race, socioeconomic upbringing, how you want to present yourself can all be contributing factors, which makes this a tricky thing to study. His focus has been specifically on white native Kansas City speech. He's interviewed two groups, people born between 1955 and 1975, and another group born during the 90s.
One of the craziest changes in terms of, you know, what we should be aware of, but somehow aren't, is that historically the vowel in caught, the vowel in the past tense of catch, and caught, like an army bed. Those are completely different vowels.
Remember in the minimal pairs test when Strelliff said I was merged all over the place?
Cot, cot, poly, poly.
This is what he meant.
Over the last 50-ish years, these vowels have been coming closer and closer together and merging and becoming the same sound.
Linguists call this the caught-caught merger. It started off in the West and has spread east to Kansas City and the Midland. It's becoming more popular with younger generations.
So, you know, people get very concerned about how language is changing. You know, kids are always ruining language. You know, now it's they're texting and they're just OMG and everything. And really, the stuff that people are worried about as changing the language is really insignificant stuff when you think we're losing a vowel.
And the vowel loss doesn't stop there.
When I say bull, bull, it sounds in my brain like I am saying two completely distinct words. But as I started doing interviews with kids in this area especially, and I started realizing, hey, these kids are saying these words the same.
Now, if you told me that I said those two words the same, bull, the animal, and bowl, the word for a cereal dish, I wouldn't have believed you. But the tape doesn't lie. Bull, bull. I merged again. Another common regional merger, pin and pen.
Pin like what you're sticking somebody with, or pen like what you write with. So for me, I have this merger. They're the same. I say pin, pin for both cases.
That one's more typical in men. I don't have that merger. Beyond getting tongue-tied with mergers making new homonyms, it's also about how we say phrases. Streliff is all over that, too. He has subjects read sentences to see whether it's something they would say. The dog wants out. I'm fixing to leave. We're going to the mall. Want to come with? And more.
The dog wants out is actually a very regionally marked feature. I mean, that's a kind of a Kansas City, Midland of the United States thing. Most parts of the country, it would have to be the dog wants to go out, or the dog needs to be let out, or something like that. But we can use this wants out construction in this very specific way.
Another Kansas City specific example, I want off the bus, which I didn't think I would ever say.
Okay, so how would you say it?
I'd like to get off the bus.
Okay.
Probably.
Okay. If you were like on the Timberwolf and about to vomit, could you quickly say like,
I want off.
I'm off.
I want off. Yeah, that's true. That is true. Okay. Yeah, if like the bus was on fire, I'd be like, I want off the bus.
Okay.
The car needs washed.
Say needs, and then a past tense verb. So the car needs washed, or the floor needs swept, or something like that, is a characteristic of Midland speech.
Other examples include referring to Highway 24 and 40 as 24 Highway and 40 Highway, as well as what's called the use of positive anymore. That's using the word anymore, which used to be part of a negative, as a positive, as if to mean nowadays. Example, there's plenty to do downtown anymore. Anymore movies are too expensive.
It's something that's regionally specific, but nobody comments on it anywhere. And so we don't realize that we're doing this very locally specific thing.
Which Streliff says is okay. It's all part of the natural process. And as long as language is alive and vibrant, it's going to change. So if you're worried about being lost in translation or maybe judged when you say caramel or caramel, you guys or y'all, Missouri or Missouri, just relax. We all know what you mean. For Casey Currents, I'm Suzanne Hogan.